The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
To start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility now. Here's our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. I am so excited to be here today for this very first show on Voice America with Creating Beyond Reality Radio. A lot of you know I've been doing this show for about 2.5 years and just really, really excited to be moving over to Voice America and playing with these awesome people on this awesome channel and just so delighted and grateful and wondering what we can create with the show. You might have heard my doorbell ring when the show was starting. Sorry about that. I have this doorbell that just likes to ring all by itself sometimes. So there you have it. So for those of you who, I know I have a lot of listeners who have heard me before and played with this show before, and actually I wanted to say there is a Facebook page, Creating Beyond Reality Facebook page, and on that page is a post that has a link to the show today and the recording and all of that. And some of you who were with me on the other network actually were used to being in a online chat room and being able to post comments and questions. So I actually created a post on the Creating Beyond Reality Facebook page so that if anybody has questions that you would like to type in or comments, you are welcome to go over there and do that. And it's fun just, you know, reading those comments or seeing what your questions are. And we do have a way for you to call in. I don't actually remember what the number is at this moment, so we'll get you that information later on. But for those of you who might be new to me or new to this show, perhaps you just found it perusing Voice America, I am an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. I'm a Joya Business facilitator. I'm a Being You facilitator. I just love playing with any tools really that allow us to create really fast, really fun change. I was a psychotherapist for a long time. I was a yoga teacher and a movement teacher. So I've worked with bodies for about 20 years and created my own business for about the same amount of time. And really just was always sort of in search of, in a way, tools and ideas and processes that would allow me to create more change in my life and in the lives of the people that I was working with. And I was always sort of on the watch for, you know, what could actually create change and transformation in people's worlds, wherever they were looking to create change, in a much faster, more efficient, more joyful, more fun way. And I found Access Consciousness about 6 years ago, and just everything in my life took off, and everything in the lives of the people that I was working with took off. And it really allowed me to get over a lot of big health stuff that was going on with me in a really easeful way, exponentialize my business and my income, have so much more joy with parenting in my relationships, just really create a really fun and joyful life. And in a way that I really hadn't found before, I hadn't been able to, I just didn't have the tools to create it, to create my life the way that I do now before I found Access Consciousness. And so for me, that was a huge piece of my choice to really dive into this incredible body of work that I am just like beyond grateful for, and really make it, you know, a huge part of what I do in the world, what I do in my own life, and what I offer to other people. And so grateful for the founders of Access, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, and Dean here, who's also one of the creators of Access now. They also have a show on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel, Access Consciousness. And they've just created just so much change and contribution in my world. And I just love these tools. And I love these radio shows. I love just talking about this stuff and playing with lots of different topics and bringing different guests and really exploring. Like, to me, creating beyond reality is actually an invitation to really know what you know that is unique to you, that is unique about you, and actually really bring that to the world in a way that you might not have considered before, and you might not have even perceived as a possibility before. To me, you know, when I say reality, a lot of people think that reality is real. And my version of reality can mean a lot of different things. This reality, what I would refer to as this reality, is sort of the reality that we think is real, that is sort of the way that you're supposed to be in the world. And the what everybody thinks is sort of like the rules of how the world works, how the world functions. Like, what does this reality have to say about money? What does this reality have to say about business? You know, well, both of those things are very hard, right? Like, they're not that fun. They can't be fun. They can't be easeful. They can't be joyful. They can't be playful. They can't be like breathing. You know, bodies have to be hard work. You have to limit what you eat. You have to have a special diet. You have to, you know, get your half hour of exercise every day, et cetera, et cetera. And there's so many points of view out there, even in a lot of circles that are around change and transformation. There's a lot of points of view about, well, if you do this, then this is the right thing to do, and this is the correct thing to do to have change in your business, in your money, in your body, in your whatever you're looking at. And you know, after using the tools of Access Consciousness for 6 years. Full on, I will say that for me, what I've discovered is that any point of view that I have, any conclusion or idea that I have about how something is or how something should be, profoundly limits what I can actually create in my life. So to me, creating beyond reality is actually always looking at and wondering about, hey, what's actually true for me? What is true for me? And what do I know about what my reality is and about the awareness that I have as an infinite being and what I would like to create in the world and what is fun for me and joyful for me that I may not have seen out there in the world so far, because I might actually be the one to bring it. Like, what if you actually know something or some things or maybe a lot of things about the world and about how to create what you would like to create that nobody else knows? And what if you creating a life that is truly joyful, expansive, playful, generative, abundant, thriving for you is about you knowing what that is? It's about you not from a place of concluding, well, this is who I am, right? Because that can stick us. But from a place and a space of curiosity always of, what am I aware of now? What do I know today? What would be fun for me today? What would be joyful for me today? And I will say that the energies of play and joy and fun are absolutely paramount to creating beyond reality and to creating a life that is actually true for you. You know, if you're doing something in your life that isn't fun and that isn't joyful and that isn't playful and expansive, you're probably not actually on the right track. And what if it's just as simple as that? What if it really is just as simple as, you know what, if you're having fun and you're enjoying yourself and you're enjoying your life, then that's really a sign in a way to keep going, right? To actually keep going and keep creating what you're creating and keep asking about it and keep being curious. And if you're feeling serious or you're feeling like not super joyful or like your life is hard work or your business is hard work or money is hard or whatever, perhaps that's a sign that something could be different, that something could change, that you could have a different possibility in your life and that you could actually create your life in a different way. And so for me, one of the things that I love about this show and the way that it's such a gift for me and it has been for so many years up until this point is that it is a conversation of creation. And creation really is everything that I just spoke about. Creation is, hey, if I could have anything as my life, what would that actually be? What would it be like to have the life that would actually make me just so freaking excited to get out of bed every morning and create? Like I just came from a yoga class, and I tell you, like, I was like in massive creation mode. This is something that shows up for me a lot, where I just, when I move my body, it really, like, there is just this space of creation that occurs that is I just get all these ideas and all this stuff, and it's like, so anyway, I was in yoga and it was just like, oh my gosh, and then this and then this and then this and then this and this and this and this and this, and I could do this and I could add this and I could play with this. Totally, you could say ADD, ADHD. but what I've learned is that that's actually me. That's actually how I create. It's what I create. It's the space I create from. The more of that energy I have in my life, the more fun I have, the faster I am, the faster I create. And I don't actually make it wrong anymore. I wasn't like, oh, I'm in yoga, I need to have a totally silent mind and I need to focus. Like, it was just like such a fun part of my yoga class was to be in this creation space. And so what if nothing's wrong and nothing needs to be different and nothing, is like incorrect about you and how you create your life and what you do and what you choose? What if everything that is joyful and fun for you actually was like the indicator light to keep going? And what if everything is the opposite of what it appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be? That is the crazy phrase we call it in Access Consciousness, which actually really allows you to bypass your mind, because anytime you're using your mind, you're actually limiting and inhibiting what you can be creating in your life. And so today's topic, creating from you, is really everything that we've been speaking about, and is really about this, like this space of, hey, you know, if you were creating everything that you know and you were creating everything that would be fun for you and you could actually have your life be, whatever would be fun for you to have it be, what would that actually be? Like, what is it that your being has sort of come to the world to play with and create that if your mind was out of the way, you could actually really, really have a blast creating it all? And this is, you know, I'm a Being You facilitator. So the Being You, Changing the World, which is a beautiful and brilliant book that was written by Dane here, and also a 3.5-day class that he facilitates. I also facilitate 1-day Being You classes. And it really is about like, hey, you know, if you were Being You, what if that was like the antidote for stress? What if that was the space that you create from with the greatest ease? What if that is where your business actually really starts to thrive and where your money flows really start to expand. And there's so many different things to talk about and to dive into in regards to this energy of being you. And what if, you know, one of the pieces here that I've just spoken to, which is just like the fun and the joy and the lightness and the play, what if that's really an indicator that you are being you? And then how much more of that can you choose? How much more of that can you create? And if you're creating from that space, what would you actually be able to create? As I mentioned, there's so much more I'll dive into around this after our break, which we're going to take in a couple minutes. But as I mentioned before, like there's something about the speed of creation for me that when I'm like, my mind is going, I mean, it's not really my mind, but it's like my awareness and the creative energies of my being when they're sort of like going a mile a minute. It's so fun for me. And, you know, again, I don't make it wrong anymore. And there's so many things that are really a part of our being and what shows up when we are being us that we have made wrong in this world. And again, what if everything is the opposite of what it appears to be? And, you know, your joy, your play, your like the speed and the ADD-ness or the ADHD-ness or the like all of that stuff, like thriving by doing, you know, 8 million things at one time. What if that just is not actually a wrongness? What if that doesn't mean that you need to focus or you need to slow down or you need to like pull your energy in? What if that actually means you can create way more than you ever thought you could and you can out-create yourself dynamically every day? And so what is creating from you actually? Creating from that space of joy, of ease, of play, of dynamic creation, of aliveness, of happy, happy body, happy, happy business. And what can you create from there? So we're going to pause now for our first break and we'll play with some more specifics around all of this when we come back. This is Heather Nichols and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality on Voice America Empowerment Channel. We will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols here with you for my very first show on Voice America. I'm so excited and very happy that you're all here joining in and listening. And we're talking today about creating from you. And just before the break, we're really talking about how, you know, when you have like the joy and the play and the lightness and the fun and the aliveness in what you're doing in any area of your life, that really is an indicator that you are on the right track. Like you are, like you might see more money start to show up in your world if that's what you've been asking for, or greater ease with whatever you're creating or your business or your family or your relationships. And so really, such a different space to function from, because in this reality, one of the things that is so valuable is the struggle, the hard work, the trauma and the drama. And for a lot of people, that's sort of like, well, that's what makes you real, right? It makes you real if you actually work really hard. It makes you valuable in this society if you work your butt off, if you struggle, if you are like just okay enough to be like maybe kind of sort of happy or just content, or, you know, not miserable, but miserable is okay too. But and that's really a lot of the messages that we grow up with that, you know, surround us everywhere we go, is that the trauma and the drama is valuable. The story is valuable. The pain and the suffering is valuable. The hard work is valuable. And when you are all those things, when you do the suffering and the trauma and the drama and the hard work and the all of that, like you actually somehow know that you're right, good, perfect, correct, and real and true. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, mans. And if you don't know what I just said, that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. It's basically like a magic wand or a delete button that just deletes all that unconscious stuff that you have that sticks you, really, and keeps your unconscious mind running the show and keeps you out of the space, actually the space of you and the space of being you. And if you want to know more about what that is, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and find out. There's a video there from Dane here and one of the creators of Access Consciousness and some more info on it. But it really is a way to, that's one of the reasons that I love Access so much, and one of the ways that it actually creates so much change so quickly is by using this clearing statement. We can actually pull up sort of like big amounts of unconsciousness and different energies and then clear it. And then it's actually gone. And that's one of the things that I think can be sort of strange about this work for people sometimes, is they're like, wait, so you just run this clearing and then it's just done and it's like, it's gone. And a lot of times we go back to choosing the same things that we were choosing before, like the trauma, the drama, the intrigue, the upset, the struggle, the hardship, all that stuff, because we think that we have to. Now, again, what if the joy, the lightness, the pleasure of being was actually the thing that could actually create so much more in your world, so much faster? And one of the things that I wanted to actually talk about today in terms of creating from you is actually there's something that a lot of us do that I would say probably most people in the world do, where they diminish themselves for the people around them. And you can call it a lot of things. You can call it mimicking other people or kind of equalizing yourself to like match other people's realities. So if somebody isn't, like, if you just look at this right now, like, are there people in your life that you perhaps, you know, they don't, like, you don't want to get too fabulous because if you did, you might lose them, or they might hate you, or they might get really upset, or it might cause a lot of drama in your relationship. And so you actually sort of equalize, like you actually pull yourself back and like titrate in a way your brilliance in order to not outcreate them, not, and you really can only outcreate yourself, but not like create to such a degree that makes somebody squirm or uncomfortable. And what if that actually didn't have to be the case? And so it's one of the things to look at, like when you look at, because it's like, it's all great. And we can talk about this energy of joy and play and fun and lightness. And the thing is the interesting and fascinating and like bizarre thing that I've seen about that is that it's like, wow, the more I've stepped into like the intensity of joy and play and creation and lightness in my world, the more strange I seem to other people. Like there's a lot of like, you know, when I was a therapist, there's in that body of work, like there's value to really like diving into your emotional world and processing. And, I remember I used to sort of get excited when my clients would cry. I was like, oh good, I'm making them cry. Like we're getting somewhere. And that can actually be really valuable for people that don't, you know, that aren't actually willing to, like if they're not used to playing with their emotions or whatever, it can be like to have a moment of vulnerability can be really valuable. And what I've realized with Access Consciousness and what I know to be true for me is that emotions actually are sort of a lower harmonic of what's actually possible as an infinite being. Like as an infinite being, we don't actually really have emotions. Emotions are more of a construct of the mind. And so whenever we start to play in that territory, it's like there can be this diminishment or this like pulling back from like the lightness of being and tethering ourselves in a way to this reality and what everybody else seems to think is true and real, which is like the tangible, the solid, the emotional, the mental, the limited, all that stuff. And so when you start to actually create more from this space of joy and play and wonder and curiosity, it's like there's just this really interesting thing that happens where it's like I've seen like, it's like, wow, the more this sort of irony of like, I know for me what's shown up is like the more joy that I actually choose, it's almost like it almost gets a little bit like harder to choose it, which is so ironic and not actually correct, like not actually true, but just the sense of like the level of courage that it takes for you to actually have and be the joy that is or could be true for you if you are truly creating from and as the infinite being that you be, the level of joy that and the level of lightness that you actually could have available to you, might have available to you, perhaps you do have it available to you, it takes an immense amount of courage to actually live your life from that space. Because a lot of times people will have a lot of judgment around like that you're in denial or that you're, you know, not looking at something correctly or that you're not working hard enough or that, you know, you're a princess or a queen or a king or whatever. And I don't know, for me, the more, well, I do know. I don't like saying I don't know. For me, the more that I choose beyond reality, creating beyond reality and creating from me, there's a level of confusion that sometimes pops up in the worlds of people around me where it's like, I don't like, but there has to be something wrong. Like you have to have some trauma and drama in your life. And it's like, no, I actually don't. Like even, and I don't mean like, oh, nothing ever goes wrong, you know, but it's just like, what if you could have, like, we have this mantra in Access Consciousness, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And what if everything truly could come to you with ease, joy, and glory, and you could actually, no matter what it is, like, no matter what is showing up in your world, it could have a quality of ease. You could have a choice for ease available to you. And you could respond to and approach everything in your life from that space of ease, joy, and glory. It's really different. Like last year I had a lot of stuff going on with my kids. They had all these injuries, like really crazy intense injuries. It was just this really interesting thing that was going on. And we had lots of emergency room visits and medical bills, and it was definitely this like thing in my, you know, it wasn't like I wouldn't have chosen it. You know, I mean, I did choose it, and that's the story for another time, but in a way, but I wouldn't have like, you know, consciously like been like, okay, this is what we're going to do this year, you know? But I was still able to handle it with ease, joy, and glory. Just from even saying that mantra every day, 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night, I was able to handle everything that came my way and the medical bills and the like emergency room visits and this like procedures and all that with a level of ease. And really what that was actually a commitment to me, a commitment to not leaving the joy of my being, not leaving the ease that I know I can have, not going into the intrigue of trauma and drama, and just staying in the question of, hey, what else is possible here? What else could I be creating, contributing, adding, playing with that would allow this to be so much ease for me and for my kids? And really it was. And even though, you know, it was, you know, there was pain and, you know, physical stuff going on, there was a level of ease that we were able to approach it with that was really different. And so much of that comes from having access to you as like you, the infinite being. And it is when we get, is when our minds get really involved and in the way and just in that, like when we actually believe that the thoughts that we have and the feelings and emotions that we have are real in some way, that we start to diminish the space of possibility and the space of joy that is available to us. And we go into the solidity, the density, the polarity, the judgment of this reality and of any belief that our anything that goes on in our mind is actually something that we should pay attention to. Pretty much any thought you have, any feeling or emotion that you have, you can say to yourself, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, or who does this belong to? Two really, really great tools in Access Consciousness that allow you to acknowledge, A, you know, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you have may not even be yours. It might just be your awareness of everybody else's stuff. And interesting point of view is just an acknowledgement. Oh, I'm having a thought right now. This is a thought. It's a point of view. It's a judgment. It's not actually real. It's not probably even relevant unless you choose to make it relevant. And there's a space of creation that becomes available from that, that is so different. And for me, like I've, you know, just using these tools and approaching my life and my business that way. I mean, I've probably multiplied my income 10 times since I started using the Access tools. Just created a really different reality in my life with, as I mentioned in the beginning, with my body and my children and my relationship and everything that I do. And it's that I don't actually believe the stuff that my mind tries to sell me on. I'm like, oh, that's a thought. Okay, cool. Whatever. Interesting point of view. Next. You know, what other questions can I be asking here? And part of that, like, it goes back to that, like, are you actually willing to be so different that you do function from the space of being you, the space of joy, the space of creation? Are you actually willing to be that different? And that's really where the courage comes in, like the courage to be a different possibility in the world, to be a different invitation in the world, to create something different in the world that actually gives you access to the awareness that you have around what you could be creating in your life, in your business, in your family, all that stuff. So actually, let me give you a tool. One of the things that I love to play with and give other people as well is this. You can take like a half an hour if you want, or you could take 5 minutes, or you could take a half a day, to just be into actually anytime you have a judgment or a conclusion about anything, actually just go, oh, okay, that's a conclusion. That's a judgment. That's my mind. I'm going to not believe that. Like, I'm going to actually just ask a question right now and be like, well, what else is possible here? Or what else could I create that I haven't considered? And literally just, and maybe it's a half an hour, maybe it's 5 minutes where you go, I'm not going to actually buy anything that I'm selling to myself or anybody else or anything that anybody else is selling to me. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to take this, like I'll set a timer and any judgment that comes up, it's just a judgment and boom, on to the next thing, on to the next question or awareness of what else I could be creating today. And some of the, I'll share some of those questions with you too. But it's such a different space to be functioning from. And it really does give you access to everything that you be, like to all possibility, to all creation, to, if this is an infinite universe and you are an infinite being and you are part of the infinite universe, truly, what could you actually be creating? And like if you didn't have any limitation, if you didn't have the limitations that your mind believes are real, what could you actually be creating that you are not currently creating? What could your life be like that it is not currently like? And it is an act of an act of consciousness, I will say, to actually go beyond your mind. And there's a thing right now in Access Consciousness to invite everybody to actually play with acts of consciousness where you're choosing every day, hey, I'm not actually going to believe that story, or I'm actually not going to do something that doesn't work for me, or there's a lot of different possibilities there. And so what if you could spend just a half an hour today even going, hey, like, what would I actually like to create? And what if I just, for this half hour right now, I didn't actually believe that any of the stuff that I'm feeding myself is actually true. And I could just turn it into a question. Okay, cool. What else is possible here? What else can I create? What else can I be that I haven't been willing to be that if I would be it, would change everything or would allow me to create everything I've been asking for? There's a zillion questions that you can be asking, and really you can also just be playing with creating your own questions based on the curiosity that you have about what else you could create. So I will give you some more questions after our break. We are at our second break. This is Heather Nichols. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we will be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Do you ever look at people and wonder how they seem to have it? They have confidence. They live their best lives. They are magnetic. This can be you. Magnetize your presence. The art of creating charisma will help. Host Sheila Ali and her guests get you into the right frame of mind to get the most from your life and live joyfully. What will you do with your new life? Tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time for Magnetize Your Presence on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Many people believe it's a man's place to stay strong no matter what. It's considered weak if you break. Men deal with all kinds of issues, insecurity, fears, and struggles, but there has been no place to turn to until now. Listen for Fundamentals with host Carl Bobo. We provide the support that men need and the guidance they seek. It's an open and honest forum featuring the topics you want to hear about with the answers that you seek. Listen live Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Most of us have experienced the loss of a loved one, be it a friend or family member. There are all kinds of questions and emotional pain that we go through, but you can move on. Listen for From Mourning to Mourning with Rabbi Mel Glazer. It doesn't matter what faith you are, or if you even have no faith, you are sure to find meaning in Rabbi Mel's words and personal experience, as well as that of his guests. From Mourning to Mourning airs live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We are talking this week about creating from you. What's fun? What's joyful? What feels like it expands your world? And what if you could have the courage to step out of the mediocrity of this reality and really into the brilliance of what you know is true for you, what you would love to have your life be like, and what you would love to create? And one of the things that I love about Access Consciousness is that there are extremely pragmatic tools. Like, this can sound like a very woo-woo conversation. And what is so cool about it to me is that the tools of Access actually really, really, really work if you use them. And I've seen that in my own world. I've seen that in the world of people that I work with. It's like this, just these like crazy, wacky, wild magic tools that that actually, you know, when applied, they work. So I was going to give you guys a bunch of questions. I also wanted to just let you know a couple things coming up. I actually am a Being You facilitator. So I facilitate 1-day Being You classes where we actually really dive into this conversation. You get to ask questions. You get to really look at what is true for you. What would you like to create in your life? What would it be like if you woke up every morning with this space of intensity and enthusiasm and joy and gratitude for being alive? Like, what would your life actually be like if that could be the case for you, no matter what's going on in your world? And these classes really give you access to that in a way that is just super magical. I actually just returned from a 3.5-day class with Dr. Dane here, a Being You Changing the World class. And I've done lots and lots and lots of classes and had so much change with the tools of Access Consciousness. And this class just changed my world again, like even more. I just feel like I have so much more of me, so much more gratitude in my life and in my world. And so much more, like I'm creating so much more and I'm having so much more fun, and it's just been amazing. And I feel like my business is exploding and I'm just having fun with everybody in my life. And it just has been incredible. And so these Being You classes are such a gift. I'm offering 1-day classes. Right now I have one coming up in Victoria, British Columbia in a couple weeks, actually, December 18th. I have one in Seattle, Washington on January 29th. And I also have one in Hawaii on the island of Maui, right on the beach. A 1-day Being You class followed by 3 days of Joy of Business, where we're actually really playing with, hey, what would it be like if you were being you with your business and really creating your business from that space? And that's going to be March 2nd through 5th. You can go to my website, heathernichols.com, to find out more about those classes. And also I have a really fun, really accessible 5 days of creating from chaos. And chaos is an energy of really just creating from your being, creating from the space of joy and the space of wonder, and asking questions and really diving into the pragmatics and the tools of Access Consciousness when it comes to creation. And I'm doing this 5-day, it's a semi-intensive, it's basically 5 calls with me, so a call a day, 5 days in a row, between Christmas and New Year's, at a time where the whole world goes to sleep and checks out and drinks too much eggnog and sleeps and watches football, or at least in the U.S., And what I like doing at that time of year is going, hey, what's the reality that I'd like to create for the coming year? You know, is there anything I need to sort of like wrap up from the previous year? What would I like, what if I could like enter the new year with a bang, with a creative explosion, and actually be like totally humming and rolling with creation and like adding to my business and adding to everything that I'm up to in the world and playing with my body in different ways and planning different things for my life. And this 5 days of creating from chaos is just, it's an adventure of people that want to come together and create. It's a $45 telecall series with me, which is about 1/10 of what I would normally charge. And there's going to be a private Facebook group. I'm so looking forward to this class. And we have a lot of fun people coming to play already. We already have our Facebook group set up and rolling, and lots of fun stuff going on in there already. So if you'd like to join us, it's heathernichols.com/chaos. And that will get you to the page where you can sign up. And when you pay, we'll add you to the group and can really start playing now. And then we'll really get rolling with it. It's December 26th through December 30th. 5 days in a row. Boom. Let's have an explosion of creation. So you're invited to come and play, and lots of other fun stuff going on in my world and in my business as well. And you can find all of that on my website, heathernichols.com. So just some questions. So I want to actually speak a little bit about question for those of you who, for whom this might be a newer conversation, and really the dynamics of questions, of asking questions. And when questions are really one of the primary tools in Access Consciousness for creation. And they might not sound like super pragmatic tools. They actually are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly valuable and pragmatic when you're really starting to create from the space of, hey, if this is an infinite universe and there's infinite possibilities for my life, and if I was being me, I would have access to all of those possibilities, then perhaps asking questions is an expansive energy that invites the universe to actually contribute to me, to show me new awareness, more possibilities that are like beyond my mind. And again, it's like when we have like the mental constructs of, you know, what we think, it's like when you create your life from like, okay, well, I have this goal and I have this target and this is what I'd like to create $100,000 in my business next year. Let's just say that's your goal. Or it could be $1,000,000, like it, depending on where you're at with your business. But, okay, so I'd like to create that. So now I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a business plan and if I'm going to create $100,000, I need to be doing $8,000 a month approximately, or, you know, if it's going to be $1,000,000, it's going to be $80,000 a month. And so this is my business plan and this is how I'm going to go about creating it. And I'm going to put this in place and this. So when you're functioning like that, like from your, let's just say with your business, you can apply this to any area of life, but you're actually totally in conclusion. Like you're actually, the only thing that you really have access to is your mind. And when you're functioning from your mind, you're functioning from what you already know. Now, if you'd like to create something that you don't already have, then you actually really, you'll create it so much faster if you go, wow, I've never created this before. I actually need to go to what I don't know to find out how to create this rather than what I do know. Because what you do know has gotten you as far as it's gotten you now. If you'd like to go beyond that, you need to go to what you don't know. Now, how do you access what you don't know? You access what you don't know by asking questions. The greatest innovators of our world, of our, you know, in our history, have been the dynamically curious creators and innovators and inventors that have always searched for what is beyond what they know. And questions are one of the most useful and dynamic ways to access that information. So asking questions such as, if I were truly being me today, what could I create? Or what possibilities are available for my business today that I have not yet instituted? Things like that. So when you ask that question, you're asking for information to be delivered into your world or to show up in your world, or you're asking yourself to perceive new energies, new information that is beyond what you currently know, that is beyond your mind, and that is an invitation for this amazing universe that we are part of that loves to gift and contribute to us to actually say, hey, wow, I've been waiting to play. I've been here ready and willing to contribute to you. And now you have finally asked the question and I can finally contribute to you what I have been, you know, aware of or whatever. I mean, that's a little bit too, what do you call it? Like turning the universe into more of a person. I can't remember the word for that, but the idea is that this is like an incredibly abundant, benevolent, like generous, infinite universe of possibilities. And as an infinite being, you really can have access to all of those possibilities and energies and creative juice and all of that. It is your mind that stops you. So how quickly do you want to go beyond your mind? Well, that's up to you. But when you ask questions, if you ask a true question, and the trick is that you don't actually look for an answer, you are being an invitation. Hey, show up, surprise me. Let me see what's true here. Let me see what is possible, what is available to me beyond my mind. I would love to play on that playground. And that actually will allow you to have so much more available to you than ever before. And you'll start to get new ideas that you would have never considered. You'll get new awareness. Like my greatest creations in my life and in my business have all come from asking questions. And as I ask, it's like, oh my gosh, and now there's this thing that I could create. Oh, that is so cool. And then boom, we're off to the races and it gets created. And perhaps it's like a huge income stream for me or something that really like brings immense amount of joy into my world or into the world, or, you know, is something really fun for my kids or really fun in my relationship. So it's all like, what if we know only this tiny, 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 tiny fragment of what is actually possible? And when we ask questions, we make available to ourselves, we choose, we demand, we create, we open up to the infinite possibilities that are the universe, that are really available to us. So some questions such as, what could I create today that I've never considered before? Or here's one that I love in terms of being you. Who or what am I unwilling to be that if I were willing to be, it would allow me to create everything that I've been asking for and beyond? Because a lot of times we're not actually willing to be something, and that keeps us from creating what we could actually be creating. And it is the expansiveness of being that allows you to, when you start to step into new energies of being and playing and creation, there is this space of possibility that opens up that wasn't actually there before. And there's new things that you can create. There's new energies that you have available to you. It really does open up your world to what else you can be playing with and creating with. So you can ask that question, who or what am I unwilling to be that if I was willing to be, it would allow me to create everything that I've been asking for and beyond. And then everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, boys and meons. So we are almost to the end here, and I'm just so grateful for all of you for being here today. Really so happy to be playing with this show on Voice America, and I wonder where else we can go, what else we can create. Next week, I'm going to have Simone Millicis with me talking about Beyond Holiday Debt. She's written a brilliant book about getting out of debt joyfully. She actually went from being $187,000 in debt to creating millions. She's a Joya Business, the creator of Joya Business and the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness. And I adore her. And I highly recommend joining us for that show, even if you're not in debt. She's brilliant with money. And we both love talking about money. So we're going to talk about money next week. And what if you could have fun with money? So check back next week. We'll be here with Simone Millicis. And you can also tap in at my website, heathernichols.com. Come play with me on Facebook. And at that website, you also can sign up for my newsletter if you'd like to be in the loop for future shows and creations. That's all available to you there, heathernichols.com/newsletter. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. I adore you and have a beautiful week.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.